The big 4-0 for our man Kermit Davis. Yeah, today's his birthday. He's still younger than us, I think. But he's our guest. We're going to make him feel good on his birthday. MTSU basketball coach, the birthday boy, Kermit Davis on the line with us. Kermit, good morning.
Good morning. The 4-0 is, you talking about way back in that rearview mirror. I'm telling you.
You're saying that was a while ago?
Yeah. That was a good many years ago. But thanks, guys.
I'm calling the ball. It's in the ballpark. Decade here or there, right?
Yeah.
So you got let's go back to the atmosphere in Murfreesboro last weekend where you guys had Ole Miss come to town, and boy, you really had your way with the Rebels. What worked on Saturday? Why did things go so well for you? You were just in control and really sent Ole Miss home whimpering.
Well, you know, the first half was different. They were up, I guess, one at half. And then they did a good job taking us out of rhythm. In the second half, we got maybe an 8-0 start and just kind of went right out of the gates and kind of had it 10-12, you know, and then all of a sudden they cut it back a little bit. And I don't know if we've ever had a team just in the last 4 minutes on kind of a flurry. We turned them over, scored in transition, and obviously in front of a great, great crowd is a good way to end it.
Are you concerned SEC teams are going to stop scheduling you? I mean, you've beaten Vanderbilt, Ole Miss. Now you have Auburn on Saturday. I mean, a win, there may be something out from the commissioner, Greg Sankey, saying stop talking to Kermit Davis in Middle Tennessee.
No, I don't know. I tell you what, we've been fortunate. We've played well against that league over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's been fun games for us. But I tell you what, the one Saturday, you know, obviously Bruce has got his best team he's had at Auburn. They're playing good right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Auburn, Kermit. The one loss to Temple, they went to Dayton and got a win. They just beat UAB in a good game. I know they've had, you know, some issues, and they got some guys who may or may not come back and things like that. But why have they appeared to, you know, figure some things out compared to last year's team?
Just the talent level. I mean, they're more experienced, and I mean, if they had Wiley and Purefoy, I mean, both guys have a chance to get drafted. I mean, that's top 10 talent in college basketball. And even without those two guys, I mean, Bruce has done a great job with his team. They look like his Tennessee teams. This team does. I mean, they score from all spots. They got bigs that can make threes and drive it. They're a great offensive rebounding team. They just got really good players, and Bruce has done a great job with them. And I'm telling you, even if those other two guys don't come back, that team is going to win a lot of games in the SEC.
In all seriousness, how much has things changed for just your program when you talk to people? Just the image in and around, whether it's the state, wherever you go, because of what's happened the last 2 years, you've been there a long time, so you've seen everything from the beginning until now. Kermit, what are people saying now because of the last 2 years? Has the perception totally changed about the program?
Yeah, Darren, you know, I mean, you guys have been so great to cover our team throughout the, you know, in the local media. But I just from the national things that just kind of the people who reach out, who are talking about Middle Tennessee basketball. I mean, the other day, I don't know why they do Gonzaga mid-major, but they do a poll of the Gonzaga-Wichita States, and it was Gonzaga-Wichita State and us, you know. And so those are things that, I just see more national media that people have taken notice. Obviously, we see it in recruiting, just even obviously getting invited to different tournaments nationally. I think it helps. So it has been. It's been a big change, a great change, and good for the MT brand.
You told us. I know we've done shows at your gym courtside, and I remember. I don't remember if it was. I think it was probably 2 years ago. Your strength of schedule, your ranking, your RPI rank, everything, you were really high. I think you were a top three, top five at the time. And I remember you saying, but this is where we've got to do this. We have to do this now before we get into conference play. It's unfortunate, but it's harder to, you know, because of strength of schedule, it's going to go down naturally. Do you think you're still kind of in that boat? That's why these games like Vanderbilt and Ole Miss and Auburn are so vitally important?
It is, Darren. Our league is better this year. Right now, Louisiana Tech got beat the other night, but before that, we had four teams in the top 100. and our league was anywhere ranked from 11th to 13th. Last year was like 22nd, and there was no top 100 possibility. So I think our league is, with Western being much, much improved, some good national wins. So I think our league's better. But there's no question. I mean, you have to go out and schedule like we do, and then you got to win them, you know. And that's why those games are critical. And, you know, then you play Auburn, and then we go to the Diamond Head, you know, and you got Miami and USC, Princeton, Davidson. It's just a lot of other really good teams. So there's a lot of good opportunities still left out there.
Yeah, and the true road games, of course, mean more, as you know, and you guys seem to love that. I know that technically this isn't one, but, I mean, winning at Vanderbilt, Florida Gulf Coast, TSU, Murray State, why do you think your team seems to relish those games, Kermit?
You know, that's just kind of the emphasis from day one when we step on the practice floor in June all together for the first time is, guys, everything we do is going to be built around trying to win on the road. And then we talk about it. It's kind of our mantra. I mean, it's who we think. It's what I emphasize, where culture takes over and toughness takes over. Talking about handling early adversity. We get down 13-1 at Florida Gulf Coast and then get up 18 in the second half. So, you know, came back against Vanderbilt. So it's just, I think it's just something we've emphasized, you know, and it's early, but I think four road wins, maybe as many or the most in college basketball right now. A lot of people don't play many road games. And I just, hopefully it's just the culture and the toughness of our guys. Give our players all the credit.
For people who haven't watched this team, I think Nick King, Brandon Walters at the 4-5, I think it can match up with anyone. And, you know, people who have seen Brandon Walters, you saw that he had a lot of potential. I know, Kermit, you've been working hard with him and hoping that he would have this breakout year this year. But Nick King, who of course has been previously Memphis City, previously was at Alabama. I've been trying to come up in my head with a comparison for him as a player. He's a very interesting, crafty, kind of under-the-rim scorer who can score at all three levels but really is good around the basket. Can you help me with that? Who would you compare him to? Maybe a player people, you know, could identify with.
Yeah, you know, I watch, and because he's a good athlete, but like you say, he's not a great athlete. It's a good question. Now, you know, I mean, everybody wants to throw out the Draymond Green comparisons, but I don't know if he has that kind of pop and motor, but he's like that. I mean, but he can. I tell you what he's got unbelievable hands. He's got great shoulders against contact, and he's one of those guys, he just puts up a soft ball. I mean, that ball just kind of gets on the rim and it just dies in. You know, some post guys can shoot a four-footer and it clanks off, you know, but it just seems like he gets all those friendly rolls. And number two, I'm telling you, Darren, as far as a guy, he's a big guy that can make free throws. And he's going to go to the line because he can draw contact, and that's why his point total is so efficient.
Kermit Davis is with us, Middle Tennessee head basketball coach. And Coach, I was just going to mention going to the free throw line. It's such a luxury. What do you? It's hard to coach, I'm sure. Guys who have that rare ability to just get fouled, because when they, and you're, as you said, he makes them 85%, and that also it gets your team in the one-on-one quicker. It puts other people at the line.
Yeah, it does. It's you know, and I've been a horrible free throw coach in years, and I'm a good one this year. I've spent less time on free throw shooting in practice I've ever done in my life. And it's just all about recruiting. It's all about hopefully getting your best free throw shooters fouled the most. And I mean, it's just part of it. And, you know, we can all do all the different drills and pressure and practice and simulate and all that. But, you know, he's just a good free throw shooter. Brandon Walters he struggled a little bit, but he's a good free throw shooter. So those guys, he just has a knack. I mean, he has a knack for kind of, you know, he'll flail away at time. He can draw contact and, you know, he's just one of those guys. He can get to the line, and knock on wood, he's been really good there.
I saw the game against Vanderbilt, Coach, and Giddy Potts did not have a great game but still hit the clutch shots at the end of the game. And I'm looking at him at 16 for 50 from three, 32%, and I know that he's a better shooter than that. So when you've got an experienced player that you know can get it going here, that's got to be comforting that you've, number one, won despite him not playing his best. But how do you try to work him through a little bit of a mini slump?
Yeah, you know, I've just talked to Giddy about defending and rebounding. And I know it's a, I'm telling you, if guys rebound the ball, they shoot better. It's crazy. I mean, it's just at any spot, one through five. If you rebound, it means you've got your nose to the ball. You're right into the game. It just seems like you'll go. He needs to get to the free throw line more. He's an excellent free throw shooter. You know, I don't say anything. We just let him keep shooting balls. He's like, I think it's 5 for 14 against Ole Miss, and he had great looks. I mean, just looks that, you know, just in his sleep, you think it's in. So it is a good feeling that our team has been able to have some success, but we know in him can be such a better player. And then Antoine Johnson, who was hurt, he's been hurt for like the last 3 weeks, you know, that he had 19 against Butler. He hadn't got going yet either. So if we could ever get those guys going offensively, then I think our team could really take shape.
Are you done shopping?
God, I hadn't started.
Kermit. Coach.
Well, I got a pass this year because we're going to Hawaii, and my wife said, you know what, we're not going to exchange gifts in Hawaii. I said, that's good.
That is an excellent move on your part. Excellent.
Yeah, it was a great move, I'm telling you. So I had to get my two daughters something, but I've kind of got off the hook this Christmas.
Well, you can't be expected to shop before your birthday anyway, right? Like maybe now after the birthday, but, you know, that's kind of an interesting dynamic every year, right, having a birthday around now.
We do, and my daughter, Allie, my oldest, you know, she turns 30 in Hawaii December 22nd, so we've got we start celebrating Allie's birthday even way before mine, okay? So the only thing, Allie thinks that all the Blue Raider players are going to Hawaii just to celebrate her birthday, so that's what she thinks. So we're going to celebrate it on the 22nd over there.
That's outstanding. Hey, happy birthday. Best of luck Saturday against Auburn, and we always look forward to talking to you. Thanks for doing this.
All right, Dan. Happy holidays, you guys. Thank you.
Same to you. That is Kermit Davis, MTSU basketball coach, and they are off and running again. Their only hiccup to this point is Belmont, which at the time you thought, oh, okay. Now we've seen Belmont a little bit more, and they've kind of gone through this patch where you're thinking, man, I kind of feel like if they played today, it'd be a different outcome.
Yes. I saw Belmont last night against Milwaukee, and they looked great. Iggy Kesey had 32. But no, this MTSU team, it's pretty incredible to come back from losing the players he lost last year and have. I think this is a really good team. And if they get, as Willie brought up there, they get Giddy Potts shooting like normal, man, they've got something cooking there again.
What did you see, by the way? Because I noticed Belmont's got two interesting home games tonight or last night, and then another one this weekend where they're kind of getting the big boys to come to the Curb Event Center.
Yeah, and they shot the heck out of the ball last night from three. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but he hit a bunch of threes. You know, Hopkins, the freshman from Fayetteville, hit a few. Austin Luke hit a couple. When they hit those threes, they can beat anyone. But I think, Rick Bird has said, they still need to find more of a post presence, and they're trying everyone and everything. And I think Dylan Windler, who is their best player, who I think is a tremendous talent, I still think, you know, he can be a little more aggressive, look for his shot a little more. I think, you know, he's a great all-around player, unselfish. He defends, he rebounds, he passes, but he can score more too. And I think as they move forward, him getting to the line, him getting to the hole is going to be something they're really going to need, because I still, you know, they're going to be right there to win the OVC too again.
Like every year.
Yeah, exactly.
They have Pepperdine Saturday.
Yeah,
that's a nice
matchup.
Milwaukee last night, Pepperdine Saturday.
Mid-major heaven, man.
Yeah, coming to town. I mean, I think that's
good
cool
stuff. Yeah.
So that was a good win from them. Yeah, they ripped apart Milwaukee last night.
They did, and I took the kids, and it was Star Wars night. They got lightsabers. I mean, it was, you know, it was win-win-win all around, man.
But Willie is jealous of that. Very jealous. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap up the first hour. We'll get into this game out in San Francisco. Joe, you went out to Arizona. We'll get into that when we come back. That's next on 3D 102.5 The Game.